Welcome everybody to Cup with Gup on this Monday, December 6th, 2021. Hopefully you are having an excellent start to your week. Great day today in Norman, Oklahoma, as we announce the 23rd head coach at the University of Oklahoma, Brent Venables. Actually was one of the guys that recruited me out of high school. Was at OU with Stoops from 99 to 2011. Excited to see him back and what he will bring to the university. Next couple weeks will be interesting for sure on what recruits he can get, keep, and probably as much important, you know, who's going to stick around from the current guys that are questionable, which is probably the two big, well, the biggest is Caleb Williams. And then Mario, I think, from what I know, will go probably where Caleb goes. So if Caleb stays, I think he stays. If he goes, I think Mario leaves with him. Either way, I think we're set up for quite a run over the next decade plus, and it does feel good to have a Sooner back in the house. Great end of the college football season. Saturday, a lot of great games. Oklahoma State comes up an inch short. Thought we could have some controversy, you know, if they win, you definitely would have had a big, you know, is it probably at that point, is it one loss Oklahoma State or undefeated Cincinnati? Would have been interesting to see how that worked out, but neither here nor there. It doesn't matter at this point. We got four in, hopefully good games when we get to that. Bowl season will be back next week. More on that a little bit later on the pod. We got Army Navy Saturday, always a fun one to watch. Week 13 NFL was awesome yesterday. A lot of good games. Man, such a close Sunday for me. Had a lot right. Ryan and I's pod, if you listen to it, was a great thing to go off of for most of the week. We had some late values come out yesterday morning, late Saturday night, that kind of made the slate a little different. You know, I felt Minshew was playable when that came out at 4K. Had a lot there. It's just, you know, Mixon probably let me down. I didn't play enough Michelle. Probably backed off him a little bit just because of the unknown with Henderson. That kind of killed me because he went off. Kittle went off. I know Ryan talked about him a lot. I like the 49ers a lot. You know, in general, really good day. You just last minute, you're bubbling and you're going from, you know, a 3X day to a barely breaking even type of situation. Last night's game was a lot lower scoring than most thought. I thought it'd be close lower scoring. I kind of wrote that up. Did think Denver would be able to score a little bit better. Love Javonte Williams. Was absolutely my favorite player on the slate. I played a ton of them and still don't know if I played enough. Couldn't quite get there to first place, but had a good night. Tonight's going to be fun. Last game on the schedule. We have a very real serious situation with the weather that we got to take into consideration. We'll break all that down. No golf this week, so we'll knock that out, and we'll get out of here for today. Right now, use the code CUP. Get 20% off any package. A lot of people joined us in the last several weeks. A lot of great feedback. Things are going and growing. You know, we're going to continue to improve things over this little month break until PGA is back, and then all the way as we march to Daytona 500 in February and the Masters. We'll be improving stuff weekly. If not daily. Appreciate all you guys that support us this year for 2021. It definitely was, you know, a struggle year coming off COVID, and, you know, the people we grew actually. So that's always positive in this situation. Hopefully 2022 can be our biggest year yet. And it takes you guys helping us out and spreading the word on that. I'll be doing some Millie giveaways, Thanksgiving, or I mean, I was saying Christmas around those schedules. I know NBA's big on Christmas Day, probably do something there. And then when we have a big NFL slate around there, I think that Saturday is a big three-game Saturday slate. Well, I'll double-check all that as we get closer. But a way to get into those is to rate and review us on iTunes. I look at those first and foremost when I do those giveaways. It goes a long way to helping us. Certainly appreciate it. If you haven't done that, please take a few seconds and knock that out. Subscribe to us on YouTube, like this video, and in the comments section, tell me your favorite captain tonight. It is going to be interesting to see how the builds shake out. I'll be doing my weekly giveaway this week, and I'll be using all these comments from last week and this week to do that a little bit later on. I'll probably do it either on the Hot Route or Cup with Cup Thursday. So you got a few days to get those in. Underdog right now. Go check it out. The link is in the description. Use the code GUP. Get a dollar for dollar match. The playoff best balls are back. Go get in now. $10 to enter. 50Ks in prizes. Maybe you didn't do well in best ball. Maybe you learned about best ball too late and you're ready to get at it. Go check it out and just try it for the old playoffs. I mean, even if you deposit, you know, say $50, get a free $50, that's 100. That's 10 entries into the best ball playoff right there. Click on that link, use the code GUP. Build your bankroll up now as we head to best ball season. Next May is normally when they will drop the new ones, and that'll give us stuff to talk about all summer long, and we'll have you taken care of there. Week 14 early lines that stick out to me on this Monday morning. Vikings Steelers Thursday. It's an interesting line. Vikings lose a crushing game at the end to the Lions. Probably ended their season for the most part, if it wasn't already. I mean, the NFC is a little, let's pull up, a little easier. Well, maybe both of them. There's a lot of, there's seven teams this year that get in. So it makes the sometimes who we think are out, maybe aren't. Either way, so they move to 5-7. They're four games back of the Packers. Wild card, I guess they're still alive in the wild card. So, you know, either way, Steelers get a good win. Yesterday over the, Ravens 6-5-1 now. That whole division is just very tight. I think it's going to be a great game. I kind of lean Vikings because I think a lot of people will go off of that loss and then seeing the Steelers kind of show a little life, especially on defense. That's one that sticks out to me Thursday. Chiefs -9.5 at the Raiders. Raiders seem to just have Mahomes' number as of late. They're catching 9.5. I like that. They're not out of anything either. They're 6-6, but only two games out of first. So very much alive, even though they lost. Bengals hosting the 49ers as a pick 'em seems a little bit trappy to me. Bengals just, man, they fought and scratched and clawed their way back into that game and then just kind of pissed it away. So I'm not down on the Bengals yet. I do like the 49ers. Kind of see some injury news there, but like the Bengals. Ravens +2.5 at the Browns. I know the Browns are coming off a bye. Maybe they're healthy. Ravens need to get a win and get back at it. I lean Ravens right now, +2.5. Falcons +3, Panthers. I know I've been on the Falcons probably too much. I was on them yesterday, and they barely did not cover, getting the 11.5. Man, Panthers let go of Joe Brady, which seems surprising. I don't know where he's going to end up or what all is behind that, but you normally don't see that happen mid-season, just kind of like a coordinator situation. And he's very young in his tenure there with the Panthers, so I don't know. It just seems like something's up there. I think I would trust the Falcons right now. They're both 5-7, both coming out or have losing games. Lean the Falcons there. And then Cowboys -4 against the football team. I like Cowboys. I like where they're at. They're getting healthy. I think they win that game somewhat comfortable on Sunday. So we'll keep a look on all those. Tonight's game is going to be fun. If you cannot be glued in and around, it's not like we have a lot of injuries or inactives, but both these coaches have shown time to have healthy scratches, specific scratches for the game plan, and guys that we may think right now are 100% healthy. Like last week, Moss was a healthy scratch, and it became Breida and Singletary, basically. And we know Belichick will say, this is our game plan tonight. Nothing against you, but we don't need you on the roster tonight. We need these guys because we're going to run this. And you know Belichick's going to have a specific game plan. A lot of people will overblow the weather a lot. I try to pull back on that at times, but this 100% is going to affect this game. Bills -3, over-unders down to 40. It opened up in some spots, 48.5. That's your first signal that this is a real impact. Implied score, Bills 21.5, Pats 18.5. Only questionables, true questionables, are Brandon Bolden, which is absolutely important because I think he could be viable tonight. I think he plays. He's practiced the last 3 days, limited, but he has practiced. And then Nick Folk, he's kind of been on there all year. I expect him to play. My prediction is Pats 18, Bills 16. I don't think there's going to be much snow or anything. So I think maybe if people aren't dialed in, they may look at, Monday Night Countdown and see, oh, look, ain't no bad weather. the snow is irrelevant to me in most cases. And if you look at a Vegas book, if it's just snow with like very little wind or something, you won't see too much movement. You've seen a lot of movement and probably will continue because this is going to be at times 50 mile an hour winds, steady winds at 25, 30, which is absolutely strong. OG John in the GC Warrior room and on the content staff for us, grew up there in New York, Buffalo, has been to games there and says it'll absolutely have a major impact the way that the stadium's built and all that. Swirling winds, which is another factor. If we just have a steady wind from one side to the other, well, then the offenses can do stuff at least half the game, right? They're going to have the wind with them. It's not ideal, but it's not crosswinds and crazy. I don't think they're going to get that tonight. You're going to have short punts. You're going to have very little field goal attempts. Maybe short ones. You're going to have people going for it when they normally wouldn't. You know, if they got a 40-mile-hour wind into them and it's fourth and two, you may see more going for it than you normally would because they may only kick a 20-yard punt. And they're like, well, hell, might as well just go for it. Things like that, unusual stuff will go. Expect the unexpected type of deal tonight. And this forecast isn't changing. It may be getting a little worse as far as the wind goes. I don't care about the snow, really. I don't really think that's a factor. It's all about the wind tonight. It's going to be very cold. Below freezing, feel like temperatures as well. So that doesn't help. So you're freezing, you're cold. Cold football games are not fun. I don't care what people say. And I was a big old lineman. And it's still, you know, once you get going, it's not as bad. You get the blood flowing. Halftime suck because then you get all cold back down. You got to go back out there, especially if you're getting your brake speed off of you or something, which I don't see tonight. Probably the biggest things for me is, number one, we need to watch the healthy scratches for the inactives. For this game specifically, it's more important because there's really no big injuries. I think Bolden plays, but we'll make sure he plays. And you can leave salary on the table. We say that all the time, especially showdowns. I think some people get too aggressive for it because if you go back and I look at all this, a lot of times when you have normal game situations, the winning lineups are still most of the time haven't left more than 1,000 on the table, especially high scoring games. And the people go off that are you expecting to and all that kind of stuff. And some people get crazy and you're like 5,000-7,000. I don't, you know, more times than not, that's not necessary. You can always leave some, and I do. I mean, I'll leave 2,500 here or there. I think you can leave 3,000 plus easy tonight because we saw it last night. I think the 300K winner, I think their salary was like 47.7 or so, or 46.7, somewhere in that range. When you have low scoring, defenses get involved, potentially kickers. I don't think we'll see the kickers much tonight. And these high-priced people potentially don't pay off, you know, those – it really comes down to the raw points are so much more important. The salaries don't matter. It's about the builds and being able to say who can get the points tonight because if all goes as projected, a super low-scoring game, it's all about the raw points, right? Who gets it? Yeah, you know, Allen may look like a great play, but if he has no touchdowns tonight, very little passing – you know, does he even remotely close get there? I don't know. I mean, there's some script you have to run out there and get for sure. And I put all my thoughts out to the community already. But I wouldn't be afraid to get a little different tonight. I wouldn't be afraid to play two running backs from the same team. So if it's Ramondre and Damian Harris, maybe Bolden, you go, you know, max two if you're using the green machine of those two in the lineup. Breida, Singletary, Moss. If Moss is active, he certainly is appealing at 600. I don't know how much he'll see. But again, you're in a game script situation. And if you're building like 50, 100 lineups, you may take a chunk of them and go, all right, what if everybody's wrong? And somehow this does turn into a high scoring game and do a script with those little small pieces. But for the majority, if you're going with a lower scoring game, you know, it doesn't take as much to get there. One touchdown here, one, you know, random here could wind up being the whole difference in the game because there's not going to be a lot of points coming in. You know, if a backup tight end is the one that catches a touchdown for some reason and you're on him, you know, Jonnu Smith over Henry or something like that could be all the difference in the world. So I wouldn't be afraid to put too many rules in there as far as, you know, most people, you don't ever want two running backs on the same team in a showdown. I'm not going to have that rule tonight. I'll have two. I don't think I'll go to three. Potentially with Moss because he's only 600, I wouldn't mind all three of them. But, you know, you can see how that kind of goes. I like Ramondre Stevenson. His running style is built for this kind of game, much cheaper than Harris. I think they both have similar, you know, floors and ceilings, to be honest. And for the discount, and again, you know, I know the pricing isn't really going to matter a lot. And because of that, you'll naturally see people paying up for a lot of the higher ones, because they'll take some cheap pieces and just go whatever. I think Ramondre could be a good captain. It's different. I don't think he'll be very high owned at captain. Breed has been getting more and more involved. Ryan talked about it a couple weeks ago on our pod. I like him tonight. I love him more if Moss is a scratch, because then it tells me it's pretty much going to be Allen, Breida, and then potentially Singletary. And I like Breida's style in this type of game more. You know, so I do like him. If Moss is in, I don't like him as much at captain. So keep an eye on that. I think Cole Beasley could have a good night. Those kind of wide receivers that can get these quick passes, you know, 4 or 5 yard passes, a lot of PPR points. They might end the game with 6 catches, 80 yards, no touchdowns, but that's 14 points. Theoretically, in the scripture in a night, that could be huge. You know, think of whether you think Jacoby Myers or Bourne, both of those guys have been involved a lot lately. I think Myers probably fits that prototype better. And then I think we need to look at the high upside guys that can take a play deep at any point, not deep in the air. I don't think you'll see a lot of that, but like Diggs, he could catch a little 3 yard screen bubble or something, make a guy miss and go to the house. So as much as I'm not as high on him tonight, I definitely will kind of see how ownership thinks to be looking and could potentially play some. Dawson Knox is a guy that Allen relies on a lot. We've seen that. I definitely like him. Prialine Janu over Henry. Henry's more touchdown dependent and just costs more. You go either way there. There's lots of flyers you can throw in there. My favorite pay down tonight would be Bolden, because I think he could catch a lot out of the backfield, quick passes. He's already doing that. He's 3,200. As long as he's active, and I don't mind pairing him, have a Damian Harris Bolden, Ramondre Stevenson Bolden lineup either. Kicker's probably a little light. I will be listening to the countdown and kind of watching, hearing what they're saying about the wins. If as expected, man, I could see them not being able to kick much tonight. Then again, if they could, you know, boot one through and get, you know, if it's a 13-10 game and there's one touchdown and 3 field goals, you know, they could be alive. So I'm not going to mark them out because of the wins, but definitely may not be as high. And in a rare spot, normally don't ever go captain defense. I do think that both could be in play tonight, and I'll be looking that way in some of the builds as well. Should be a fun one. Hopefully, and we get Manning's back tonight. That's always a plus on Monday Night Football. So check that feed out if you haven't. My 2 picks for tonight on Monkey Knife Fight. Link is in the description. Use the code GUP, or GPS. I'm sorry, GUPS. Get a $1 for $1 match up to $100. I like Ramondre over 44.5. Breida over 35.5. That's my first one. Pays 3.6x. Josh Allen under 234.5. Mac Jones under 195.5. That's 3.6x as well. Get those two locked in now. Use that code. Get a free match up to $100 on your first deposit. PGA, like I said, nothing this week. We're back January 6th for the Tournament of Champions. Almost finished the fall with another winner. I had Scheffler. He finished second. DK did not play much, but I tripled up, and I was dead last-ish through 2.5 days. But those small fills, things can just flip and turn, and by Sunday, I hadn't even really paid attention. I thought Morikawa was going to run away with it. I didn't have it on at all. It was all in NFL zone. And I saw someone in the GC War Room mention, man, another double or something. And I flipped over there. I was like, oh, wow. Burns is there. Scheffler's there. Brooks was there for a little while. So we had some chances, but made a little money. That's good. Looking forward to getting back. We had a hot start to this season. We'll be continuing that in January. Come check out all the tools and stuff. Now, I did do a promo video. It's on our YouTube channel. You can go check it out. I went through the whole site. It's about 18 minutes. Talked up a lot of stuff there. You can go check out everything we have. We'll be, like I said, at the beginning of the pod, we're going to continue to grow those products as well. Got NBA Daily going. A lot of NFL will still be going. We got tonight, Thursday night, Sunday full slate. The Army-Navy game is Saturday. I'm sure Bobby will do a little write-up on that. And then we get kickoff bowl season. So a little break this week from no golf, not really, no more college football was almost 6 days a week, or six days there this last month with Maction. A little break this week, then we'll be all in on bowl season. We had a tremendous college football season. You can still take advantage. Come join us and win some money throughout the bowl season. Shout out to Josh over at Carbon Contest. I mentioned this last week. The new golf contests are up. Go get locked in now, carboncontest.com. The one and done and Carbon Cup are up. And we confirmed last night he will bring back the college football pick 'em. He said give him a day or two there. That'll be up as well. I'll talk about that once it goes live. And we'll do a little bit of a show. I'll do a show. I'll use a cup of Gup to kind of go through some of my thoughts on that as well. Always challenging with the new – a lot of players sitting and all that kind of stuff. So, but it's a fun pool. If you love college football, he didn't do it last year because of COVID and unknowns and all that, but this year he is firing it back up. So pay attention to that. I will be back tomorrow for Cup with Gup. Tuesday edition, we'll talk waiver wire. You're probably 2-year playoffs or close to them, power rankings, and look ahead for the week. So big day tomorrow as well. Hope you guys have a blessed Monday. Good luck tonight if you are playing, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Thanks.